Guys, you ready to say cheese? Let's cue that intro. We're talking about selfies today. I'll catch you in a second. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, I'm excited to talk about your selfie game. Now, the backstory behind this kind of makes me laugh a little bit. There was a season where I took almost all of my photos on my cell phone, and then there was a season where I mostly, you know, hired photographers and got all the fancy shots and stuff. But then I kind of went back to taking photos myself on my iPhone. And in fact, there were so many people who were like, can you teach me how to take a good selfie? And it would come up so often, and I was like, there is no way that I'm going to tell my grandkids one day that I made $1 million selling a selfie course. But that being said, there is a lot to learn about taking a great selfie. And no, this doesn't just have to do with like vanity or being obsessed with yourself or anything like that. Here's why selfies are an important part of marketing. And then I'm going to share with you guys a few different tips. Selfies are amazing. I'm going to say that I categorize a lot of different things into selfies, which include, you know, photos of myself just taken on my iPhone. I actually take, I would say, 99% of my marketing content on my iPhone myself. I don't even ask people to take pictures, because when you create a lot of content for social media, which I'm sure a lot of people listening to this do, you need a lot more photos than you can have photo shoots. You constantly are running out of great photos, and It's a very interesting process. And, you know, you might think, okay, well, I got 30 photos in that photo shoot, they look great, or even 100. But then it's time to post them on social media, and they're gone within 5 days because you've already used every single outfit in a photo. And you're like, dang it. So photos don't last as long as you would hope that they would. And that's why I was like, I need to learn how to take better pictures on my cell phone. And so I tapped back into some of the strategies I used when I first started building my business. And so most of my photos are taken just on my cell phone in selfie mode. But then here are some of the keys I've used to really improve my selfie game. Number one, make sure that you use self-timer. Self-timer makes it possible that you can get an entire photo shoot worthy set of photos that you can use on social media that same day or for the next couple of weeks. And the other thing that I want to share is that you need to make sure that your angles are right. Now, how do you know what your angles are? You're going to test a whole bunch of different poses and see which ones look the best. Most of the time when I'm getting a photo for an Instagram post or something for LinkedIn, I take probably 5 to 30 photos to get the one right photo. And so you have to try all kinds of different angles. And that was a learned behavior. In the past, I used to only, you know, take 3 photos or maybe even 1 to try to get the one photo I wanted. But what kept happening is I would get out of that scenario, that scenery, that lighting, that outfit. I'd take my makeup off. And then when I went to review the photos, I was like, dang it, every single one was so close. I almost loved it. And so now I take photos until I'm confident that I've got, you know, the right pose, the right smile. And so you have to try a whole bunch of different combinations. Now, why would you want to do selfies over professional photography? There are, there's a time and a place for professional photography. I like it on websites. I love it in like my media kits and my marketing materials. But when it comes to like social media content, I personally have found that people love realness. They like seeing kind of what's going on in your life. And for that reason, I don't accept or tolerate like any of that, you know, Facetune or Photoshop. And if that's what makes you feel comfortable, awesome. I just personally prefer to get over what I look like, or, you know, if my face is puffy or I have an allergic reaction, it just is what it is. And if you, you know, let's say you do have an allergic reaction, don't take a picture that day. However, allowing people to see the real behind the scenes of what you look like day to day, I think is so, it's such a great connector, and it helps other people to feel like they know you a little bit better, especially in this world of, you know, fake and artificial and photoshopped. It's refreshing to see real faces, real bodies, real poses, real etc. And sometimes I'll even share some of my photos that aren't as flattering, and I find that it really helps people to say, like, okay, I knew that I liked her, but now I really know that I like her because I get to see this side of her that she could have just never shown to her audience. And so those are a couple of the different things that I've loved about selfies. Now, back in, gosh, it was like February of 2019, I went on this trip with a bunch of people from ClickFunnels, including, you know, Dave Woodward and Russell Brunson and Todd Dickerson and Annie Grace, Stacey Martino, Myron Golden, a bunch of, you know, amazing friends. And on that trip, I wanted to take pictures because we were taking a yacht down to the Bahamas. And so I started setting up my phone and setting it on self-timer and taking photos on my iPhone. And as I was doing that, Dave Woodward actually like went onto the top of the deck and he caught me taking pictures. And I was like, oh, I'm embarrassed. And he's like, no, what are you doing? And I was like, I'm taking pictures, you know, I'm taking selfies. And he was like, can I see you? Because it was clear that I was doing like crazy cool poses and stuff. And so he took a look and he was like, these are amazing. Like, how do you take these? And it just so happened that there was actually one of their video guys there. And so we started talking about, you know, we started talking about the process of taking pictures and what it looks like. And on that yacht trip, there was something really cool that was birthed, I guess, for lack of a better word. And that is a program called Selfie Secrets. Now, this is one of my secrets, although some people know this, not everyone does. My teeth are actually all fake. And that is because I have terrible teeth genetics. Horrible. Like, my smile has been crumbling for years. And so, you know, after going to the dentist year after year after year and constantly being told you have 11 cavities, you have 15 cavities, you have 7 cavities, I was like, is this never going to end? And at my most recent dentist visit, my dentist said, like, this is getting really bad. Like, it's getting difficult to even bond the fillings to your teeth because your teeth are just like crumbling. They're really, really bad quality. There's, you know, no enamel on them. And so, you know, I made the decision to make, get a smile makeover, which is very expensive and it's quite a process and it's very painful. But every single day when I smile and talk, I'm so happy because there's just like this new confidence in my smile. But that being said, I started to think about like the kids in, you know, sometimes other countries or even in our country, United States, if you're listening from the US, that don't have access to funds or dentists or the ability to get those life-changing adjustments to their smiles. And I especially started thinking about, you know, kids that are born with cleft palates, and cleft palates can prevent you from talking normally, eating, laughing, and sometimes even getting jobs. And so we actually partnered up with Operation Smile, which is a phenomenal organization that has supported so many kids in getting life-changing smiles. And so we have personally made the decision to put 100% of the profits from Selfie Secrets to Operation Smile. We've donated thousands and thousands of dollars now and impacted, I want to say it's like 60 kids' smiles, which is pretty powerful. And so if you want to be a part of that and if you want to up your selfie game, you can just go to rachelpeterson.com/podcast and you will see the link for Selfie Secrets there. I'll catch you guys in the next episode.